This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine says more than 260 of its fighters have been evacuated from the Mariupol steel mill. AP correspondent Mike Grossiev reports.
Ukraine's military says more than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated Monday from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol and taken to areas under Russia's control. Deputy Defense Minister Anna Malyar said 53 of the fighters who were seriously wounded were taken to a hospital in Novosovsk, east of Mariupol. An additional 211 fighters were evacuated to Olenivka through a humanitarian corridor. There was no immediate word on whether the wounded would be considered prisoners of war. Malyar added it is impossible to unblock the Azovstal steel plant by military means, and missions are underway to rescue the fighters who remain inside the plant. I'm Mike Grossia.
Also Monday, Ukraine said its forces had pushed back Russian troops in the Kharkiv region in a counteroffensive that allowed the Ukrainians to reach the Russian border. A senior U.S. defense official said the Ukrainian troops were within 3 or 4 kilometers of the Russian border. Western countries allied with Ukraine are continuing to send more weaponry to Kyiv's forces, with 10 deliveries via airlift from 7 nations in the past 24 hours. This according to the U.S. defense official, who talked to reporters during a background call on Monday. U.S. authorities stopped migrants more than 234,000 times in April, one of the highest marks in decades. As the Biden administration prepares to lift pandemic-era restrictions on claiming asylum, the April total is 6% higher than the measure in March. Many of those were Ukrainian refugees admitted on humanitarian parole. VOA News.